USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wildfires continue to devastate much of the western United States. A record of more than 2 million acres have been burned across California. That includes a new East Fire of Los Angeles that was caused by a gender reveal party. Colonel Jesse Miller with the California National Guard telling ABC's Good Morning America, it's been a challenge fighting these fires.
Yeah, it's been a complex operating environment with the record high heat, low humidity, as you mentioned, unpredictable and dynamic wind conditions, combined with the rugged terrain and altitude in the Sierras.
Busy day of campaigning for President Trump, the president speaking in Jupiter, Florida, and then Winston-Salem, North Carolina, tonight. The president on Tuesday saying he would spend whatever it takes to win. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As the election heads into the home stretch, Facebook is offering its users an interesting proposition. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Facebook paying some users to deactivate their accounts. As many as 400,000 people will be invited to join a study, and those who opt in can get as much as $120. In exchange, Facebook and Instagram accounts must be deactivated later this month for either a week to 6 weeks, and the goal is to better understand how the sites impact political attitudes and behavior during the election.
With just 55 days until the election, the Biden campaign called a lid Tuesday morning, meaning there will be no new news from the Democratic nominee for the remainder of the day. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spent his Labor Day in Pennsylvania, where he took questions from AFL-CIO members. Biden also doing some local interviews. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer are warning that a forthcoming GOP coronavirus proposal is a non-starter. The two congressional Democratic leaders saying in a joint statement the pared-down Republican bill is headed nowhere. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow saying a bill, though, could jumpstart the economy even more.
Targeted areas could be very helpful. Maybe even make the recovery even stronger. For example, it's going to be targeting health care, education, and the economy. I think small business PPP loans are going to be extended. We've always wanted to help the kids. We've always wanted to help reopen the schools to help the kids and get more jobs. And if they want to add targeted checks, that's fine, too.
Nine pharmaceutical companies on Tuesday issued a rare joint pledge seeking to reassure the public about the safety and efficacy of their potential vaccines for coronavirus. The statement, coming from top drug companies working on coronavirus vaccines, including Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna, comes amid fears of political pressure from President Trump on the vaccine approval process and doubts among the public about taking a vaccine. The joint pledge states that the companies will not seek FDA approval for their vaccine until a rigorous Phase 3 clinical trial shows that it's safe and that it works. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.